I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday episode of this week. I hope you're having a good day today. I'm excited for us to tune into this contemplation episode. So as usual with our Tuesday episodes, if you can grab your journal and your pen and use this as a journaling prompt for yourself, either right now or later today, that will give you the maximum impact of this practice. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Today, I want to take a moment to contemplate our personal power. Our personal power as in our sense of empowerment. I feel like we are in this place collectively right now where we could all use a little bit of extra certainty, a little bit of extra confidence. That feeling of waking up in the morning, knowing who we are, knowing what to do with the rest of our day, and most important, knowing that we have the ability to make an impact in this world. With so many things feeling really upside down and all over the place, I think it's easy to get stuck in this feeling of, what can I possibly change in this world? You know, what kind of power do I have? I'm just one person. How can I impact the political state of this world? How can I impact the environment? How can I do anything to be of service for people who are in need? So I think what we should be doing right now, or actually making part of our day-to-day practice, is doing things that make us feel really empowered, or at least figuring out when and in what scenarios in our day-to-day lives do we feel that sense of personal power? When do we feel like we are powerful, like we feel confident, and like we actually can make an impact in this world? Let's take a moment right now just to close our eyes and sort of tune into that space. So on this topic of empowerment, on this topic of confidence, feeling powerful in your day-to-day life, when was the last time you had that sense in your body? When was the last time you did something or you spoke to someone or you had an experience that left you feeling powerful? And not powerful in the sense of being able to control other people or control the world, but powerful in a sense of you having the ability to make an impact, to make a footprint in this world, right? To get out there and actually make a difference. Notice that within your body, just what comes up in your heart, what comes up around the breath as you bring your awareness and attention to this topic of power. And then see where your awareness takes you. For me, the first thing that comes to mind, and this is a little bit weird, so permission for you to also have a weird response to this contemplation, but I have been doing this really intense kind of exercise lately where I do a lot of jumping jacks. And this is super weird. I know it's weird, but I do jumping jacks and I do them for a really long time. And I have this moment at every single point of moving my body that intensely where there's something that happens in my body. It's like my body comes alive in a way that only happens when I really exert myself, you know, when I'm really sweating, when I'm really immersed in movement. And right around that space of just kind of pushing myself to the point of, man, this is hard, but I'm doing it anyway, and it feels good, and I feel all of a sudden all of these things shifting inside of me. In those moments, I feel really powerful. In movement, you know, moving my body, engaging my body, moving energy physically and emotionally, I feel like I have an impact, you know. And maybe it's, you know, I find it a little weird that that's the moment that I chose to share right now, but I think it says a lot in terms of how important it is that we can feel embodied in ourselves, right? That we can occupy our bodies fully to actually feel that sense of empowerment out there in the world as well. So give yourself that moment right now just to contemplate the last time you felt really empowered. So it could be something around your working life, could be something around movement, your physical body, could be doing something creative where you really immerse yourself in the moment, could be doing that thing that you know that you're super great at. You know, give yourself a little bit of space just to pinpoint what practices or experiences in your life help you enhance that sense of empowerment within yourself. Because of course, the point of this practice is to get really clear on what that is. So on days when we feel insecure, when we feel really small, when we feel like we don't matter in this world, we could never make a change or make a difference for somebody else, then you anchor into that practice. Then you go do that thing. Then you make sure that you have that experience so that you can fill yourself up with that feeling of power. Because it is true for each of us. We all have this beautifully unique presence that we bring in this world. We are all important in this world, and we can all make a difference in this world. And it's important that we take time to anchor back into that feeling so that we can move through our day feeling empowered. I really hope you take this practice to heart. Take a moment to journal on it if you like. If you want to share on this topic with a friend, that always helps us go just a little bit deeper, but really defining what makes me feel empowered. I hope today you are truly reminded that you are important in this world. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.